You're listening to an encore presentation of Straight Talk. Chad Salvin is the event director for the College Disc Golf National Championship that is taking place here at the plush but not overly ostentatious Westminster Park, as Manny would say. Ron Russell is with us also, who has a thing or two here at the park often. That's because he rolled up in a tractor and parked next to me earlier, so that he's working. He's actually working, because whenever I see Ron, he's never working.
We're doing it out here.
He's singing, or he's, you know, loafing. Is that the word? That's not right. Yeah. Ron, you told me earlier, how big is this park?
We have 312 acres out here, about 9.5 miles of trails, a mile on the Catawba River, a pavilion that'll seat 180 people, and Living Water Chapel that'll seat 180 people. So we have a lot of events out here.
We're in that pavilion right now, and thank you for that. And, of course, with us is an old friend, Chad Salvin, who I met when he was a competitor, a player, and now you're kind of the honcho.
Absolutely. Yeah, honored to be here, and super excited to talk about the College Disc Golf National Championship coming to Rock Hill.
This is a sport that has really taken off over a span of about, what, the last 20 years, maybe, if that?
Yeah, it has its beginnings in the late 70s, early 80s, as I understand it, and it kind of meandered its way through the years, and, you know, as we approached into the late 90s and 2000s, it began to establish itself as a true professional sporting opportunity for athletes to jump into.
Why do you think it caught on as it did? Because, as you mentioned, it started in the 70s, and it'd been around easily 20, 30 years before it just suddenly caught fire in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's still, you know, there's the niche sport mentality, and it is, at the end of the day, it's a smaller activity and sport in the world for people to enjoy, but it really offers an accessibility and affordability that it's such a low bar to clear for somebody that gets interested, even in the very early beginnings of here's a disc, a frisbee, so to speak, mm-hmm. and what do I do with it? Oh, I go throw it at these, you know, metal targets, and it's a beautiful game. And I think people just find there's a beauty in the idea that you can do it on your own time and kind of to your own way.
There it really is. I mean, because it's basically like golf, hence disc
Absolutely.
Golf, but there's no clubs or tees or anything like that.
For sure. Yeah, I think the flight of the disc is something that captivates humans, regardless of whether you play disc golf or play frisbee sports or anything. Just seeing something fly through the air from airplanes to disc is something that captivates humans, and I think when you tap into that with a competitive environment, you get something special.
Tell me about the rules to it. I mean, is it kind of like golf where, you know, you have...
The DNA of disc golf is absolutely born and bred from golf. It's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. I actually started my journey as an adult in the golf business, as a golf professional for many years, and I found the sport of disc golf through my father. He introduced it to me at a young age, and never really took to it, but I enjoyed, you know, doing it once in a while. And then when I came, I moved down to South Carolina and found a love for the game of golf again through disc golf, and it's something that I've now been able to make a career, and I'm so blessed to be able to say that.
I'm curious, are many disc golfers also regular golfers, or vice versa?
Definitely. There's definitely a natural crossover. You know, the thing that draws you to a sport like golf is certain to do the same thing for disc golf. It's so similar in nature that, you know, it naturally brings over athletes in general. You know, you see ultimate frisbee competitors find disc golf through the love of discs and the flight, and you do the same thing for, you know, there's soccer players, lacrosse players, baseball players, and they all are able to carry over those, you know, tendencies and skills into disc golf, and it's such a quick learning curve. That's the other part, you know, to answer the earlier question again, is it's such a low bar to get into it, and you get much better quickly. And
I was going to say, you're implying that I could get good at this in a reasonable amount of time.
Absolutely. I saw you walk over here. You got that hop in your step. You could definitely send one for sure.
That's good. That's good to know. I may try that after the show then. Now, this is a collegiate tournament that is going on here, and you literally have, I mean, schools from everywhere. North Carolina, Charlotte, Emporia State, North Carolina State, Liberty, Cal Poly, Oklahoma Christian, Texas A&M, Clemson is here. Colorado, so they're not all out in Los Angeles.
Right. Yeah, the blue chip university and colleges that a lot of people know from other college sports are absolutely coming straight here to Rock Hill to have a great time this week.
And this is not just the men either. You know, Kennesaw State, Missouri, Cincinnati, I mean, Pitt State. The women are out here as well, from Clemson, Oklahoma Christian, Emporia, Arizona State, Brigham Young, North Carolina, Liberty. It's amazing. And then, you know.
Yep, absolutely. We're super, super excited for the over 100 women that are coming out to compete as well. It's something that is a really cool and neat part about disc golf in general is that the women can have success just as well as the men. And it's definitely a piece of the game that's growing as well.
How many people are coming to town for this? I mean, obviously there's an economic impact involved here.
100%. Yeah, the economic impact will be wide. We've got over 700 competitors registered right now. Mm-hmm. 759 is the number. And it's going up. A few teams are jumping in late, obviously planning it out and making the trip with college finals and that whole song and dance going on at the same time as a feat. But we've got hundreds and hundreds of people coming out here to enjoy themselves and to take in the Rock Hill experience.
And you've got the weather on your side.
We do right now. That's for sure. It's gorgeous out here.
It really is. You know, after having gotten the rain out of the way the early part of the week, how has been the course? I mean, have you had a chance to walk it and all that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the courses, we're actually going to be deploying two courses out here at Westminster Park. We've got the established, if anybody's familiar with the park as it stands prior to this conversation, Westminster Park East will be in play. And then we've also got a temporary course that's going in with some blood, sweat, and tears right now out in the woods. Westminster Park, we're calling it West. So there's
okay.
two 18-hole courses out here for the college to compete on, and we've also got two courses in play at Winthrop University, and we've got a course just down the river at Camp Canaan as well. So
you're across town, down the street, you're all over
down the river,
Rock Hill today.
Town,
yeah,
we are doing Rock Hill the way it should be done for sure.
And Winthrop is, I believe, one of the original, if not the original, disc golf course in Rock Hill.
The story and tradition of disc golf is deep at Winthrop. It's hosted well over 30 PDGA major championships, namely with the USDGC, the United States Disc Golf Championship. And there's been, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of disc golfers that have come through Rock Hill to compete.
That is huge. Now, what are they competing for today other than bragging? I mean, obviously, they wouldn't come to town just for bragging rights and saying, yeah, we're number one. And
generally speaking, that is a true statement. They're coming here to earn the title, and the title is coveted enough to be the standard. There's an amateurism aspect in play with mm-hmm. college athletics, and we're happy to facilitate that experience.
So you haven't gotten into the name, image, likeness game yet, huh?
I am always open to name, image, and likeness deals that are out there. I do believe that there are sponsorships in play for some of these competitors. Yeah, I think it's a real thing, you know, and we're stoked to see the growth and see disc golf and college athletics kind of come together.
When you were competing, did you ever think that the sport would grow to this level that it obviously has? Because it's not just here, it's national, based on the colleges I just mentioned, but
for sure
there's also an international flair to this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the sport is widespread across the world. There's pockets in Europe, across Asia, Australia, Canada, United States. We'll actually have teams competing here at the College National Championship from the United Kingdom, from Canada, and also the United States.
So they're literally coming from all over the world to Rock Hill to compete in this.
By definition, coming from all over the world.
When does this get started now? And can the public come out and observe this?
Or? Absolutely, yeah. It's free to spectate. There's no tickets in play. If you come into any of the properties, just respect the competition going on.
Right.
Similar to a golf course, you know.
Sure,
quiet
yeah.
on the tee,
yeah,
right?
Keep it down.
Keep
That's
it
right.
down. Keep it respectful. But, yeah, we'd love to see people out here coming and cheering on their alma mater, schools they support. It's going to be kicking off officially for tournament rounds on Wednesday.
Okay.
And those are going to go one round a day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the champions will be crowned on Saturday.
Because I've seen some people out here throwing this, so I didn't know, are they warming up that it's
Absolutely.
Later today, or what's going on
No,
here?
No, there's teams here in Rock Hill already, so like you said, the economic impact is already in play. There's teams that are staying here starting as early as this week, and they're coming out and practicing and sharpening the tools in the tool shed to go out there and earn a title.
And this will run starting Wednesday and go all the way through Saturday, so that's 4 big days you're going to be out here in competition.
That's right. Yep, game time is definitely in play this week. We're ready.
What time does it start?
Tee times will kick off each day at about 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So it's just all-day affair, for sure.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Because the last one, I think, tees off somewhere around 3 in the afternoon to 3:30,
right.
So that would make sense, you know, while you've got the light on your side.
That's right. Yeah, and we build in some buffers there. You know, part of the planning process and event management is seeing things that can't be seen. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited for some good weather right now. Hopefully it holds out for the whole week.
How do you do that, though? See the things that can't be seen? Is this where having been a player or a competitor comes into play?
A lot of it's just experience, you know, just having run events for years at this point, you know. The weather's always a thing. You got to be ready. Mother Nature and Father Time are undefeated all time. So
always. Doesn't matter the sport. You're right.
Exactly. So you got to keep an eye on the sky, eye on the radar, and then have a little bit of prayer involved and cross the fingers and hope it works out. But yeah, the event management's a big, bunch of hoops to jump through and do the things and plan it out appropriately. And there's a lot of moving parts.
Well, what led you into being the event manager as opposed to being a competitor? Because you're not an old guy, but, you know.
No, yeah, I still twilight and compete.
I was going to say, you look like you still got some game.
I play in some tournaments here and there, but I do enjoy, the event experience and just kind of delivering memories to humans is something that fills my cup as a human, and I've been kind of brought to that. I started my career as a golf professional working at, Greengrass Golf Facilities and teaching golf and managing the courses, and I actually was offered an opportunity to work in golf tournament management for a few years, and once I got into disc golf, I mean, you know how the universe kind of just mm-hmm. has a way to find things and match them up, and I jumped in with this disc golf team once I found the sport, and here we are.
Was this something that you did in college, or, you know?
I did. I went to the Golf Academy of America in Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
So I got into the golf business there, and then the tournament side and event
pretty good
management.
Spot to do that, yes.
That's
Myrtle
right.
Beach, okay.
Yep, Myrtle Beach, golf capital of the world for sure. But they call Charlotte the disc golf capital of the world with the numerous disc golfers and courses available.
It really has taken off. I mean, it's incredible. And I mean, what is the starting age of your competitors? I mean,
yes.
we're talking college today, but how young are they?
I've got a four-year-old, four- and five-year-old that they like to send the discs with mom and dad when we head to the course. And as far as the competitive scene goes, the barrier is junior golf. You know, you can get in there when you're a kid. And some of these competitors will have been playing as long as they can remember. And some of them just found the sport at 18, 19, 20 years old at college, and they're here to come enjoy it.
Who are your older golfers? Who would be your oldest golf, you know?
Oldest in the tournament?
Yeah.
I would say there's probably some. We actually had a gentleman from the University of Winthrop last year, I do believe, mm-hmm. Winthrop University, and he was I don't want to age him, but he looked like he had been around the block a couple times.
All right, easy.
And he was out there hanging with the young bucks. So the sport is generational in that way. You know, you can come out and enjoy it. All you need is a frisbee and some shoes.
Yeah, and of course they get offended when you call it frisbee. So I learned that pretty early on.
It's
not a frisbee.
You know,
it's a
disc. There's some juju there. I think I prefer to lean into it. You know, it's at the end of the day, you're always communicating with people that likely have little to no experience with disc golf mm-hmm. in the way that I know it. So if I can use a word like frisbee to convey what we're doing out here.
Well, they immediately know what it is you're
exactly,
talking about. Exactly.
Exactly. Most everybody has a fond memory of throwing a frisbee in their life, and
sure.
that's a connection that I like to lean into personally.
Now, as you know, with golf, you have numerous different clubs and irons and things of that nature. With disc golf, I guess you have numerous different discs of weights and proportions?
Absolutely, yeah. This is fun for me to talk about because I like bridging this gap for sure. I like to say that the discs are a combination of a golf club and a golf ball, mm-hmm. right? So you've got golf clubs that go a certain distance, and the discs also perform in that way. But, you know, it's similar to a golf ball in the stance that you're likely to lose a golf ball in the course of a round.
Oh, yes.
You're also fairly likely to lose a disc in the course of a round. You're not likely to lose your 3-wood from a golf standpoint. So there's a little bit of a merge there from the equipment side, but it's extremely similar. There's putters. There's they call them mid-ranges, which is similar to an iron in a golf club bag. And then you've got your drivers, which cover the woods and all of that.
Is there an actual tee box that they start from and you know,
that's
much
right.
like with golf?
Yep, exactly. The DNA of golf is well in play and around. You start on a tee. It's an established teeing area, and you play all the way to what is a target, which kind of represents the hole in the ground that you might know from golf. And you put the disc in the target. It's a metal apparatus.
It looks like
chains.
A basket, actually.
It is, yeah. It's surprising how many people have seen disc golf baskets, and they might not even know that they've ever laid their eyes on them.
Yeah, that's very true. You're right. That is exactly right. Chad Sullivan is with us. He's the event director here for the 2024 College National Championships, and they get it underway this coming Wednesday. It looks like 7:30 in the morning, and we'll compete all the way Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the colleges are here. They've come from everywhere, literally. We're going to take our mid-program break and remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders and by Caborium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, ordinarily, we broadcast the show 5 days a week from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, the home of fresh subs and salads that are made right before your eyes 6 days a week from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. in the magical way. And I didn't bring the cue card, but Ron knows this better than anyone, is
slice, 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 garden, garden, garden.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies from here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Such distinguished people frequent this place. Enjoy that, and the food is delicious.
The salads are the best in town.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Welcome back into our Straight Talk broadcast. You are live today at the Westminster Park, and I want to thank Charlie Ruffalo at Substation 2 for allowing us to hit the road today to bring you this broadcast, because it looks like it's going to be a very, very exciting time out here starting Wednesday at Westminster Park in the 2024 College National Championship Disc Golf Tournament here. We're joined by the event director, Mr. Chad Sullivan. I'm curious, what does it take to put on an event like this? I mean, or should I start with Ron, and what does it take to set all this up at Westminster Park? Or was it already set? I mean, it began somewhere, some point.
It takes a lot. You know, we're afforded the opportunity to take advantage of work done in previous years with the courses at Winthrop University and Camp Cain in Westminster in general. But we've had a crew of people out here working dawn to dusk with tractors and tools and blood, sweat, and tears, putting in the courses and building an arena for the college disc golfers to come out and compete. It takes a lot.
We often hear about these design golf courses, you know, whether it's the Trump courses or, you know, designed by Phil Mickelson or Arnold Palmer, who, depending on where you are in the country and who the regional, you know, golf, mm-hmm. you know, hero is. What goes into the designing of a course like this? I mean, how do you plan that out?
Yeah, there's a lot of thought. There's you know, philosophies and an art to the designing of the courses. We are absolutely honored to have one of the most legendary disc golf design duos in the sport in Harold and Andrew Duvall, uh-huh. With Innova Disc Golf, based in kind of cut their teeth right here in Rock Hill, South Carolina, for many years. So there's every designer, similar to anything that has that, you know, kind of human element of art to it. There's certain things that you're known for. There's things that you have as signature, so to speak. And at the end of the day, it's just kind of creating the most compelling hole with the property that you have to work with.
One of the things that always intrigues me about the game of golf, and it just seems that no matter what course I've gone to anywhere in the country, there's always a body of water involved.
That's right.
Is there a body of water involved in disc golf?
Always, yeah. Now, well, not always. I won't say that. There's definitely water-free courses out there, but it's an element of the property. Usually, one of the first things that a good seasoned designer will do is they'll learn the property that they're working with, and they'll landmark things like bodies of water that mm-hmm. are integral to work into the design. And as you know, water certainly changes the direction of many rounds of golf and disc golf. So yeah. Here we are. It usually comes into play purposefully, for sure.
So that makes sense. Okay, I was just curious about that because, you know, of course, you know, I've left many a golf ball in the pond, you know.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? As
yeah,
most
you,
people have.
If you can wrap up a round and you stayed dry, so to speak, that's a win. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So it's the same thing with disc golf.
Exactly the same.
We may find a number of those out there in the body of water.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we got the lakefront course at Winthrop, and it's dubbed
That's
the lakefront
right.
for a reason. We've got the Catawba River behind us as well, which definitely comes into play for both Westminster and Camp Canaan. We've got hours and miles of rope and stakes that we've dropped on the courses out here. It's like, you know, going back to the question of what it takes, it takes a lot. There's supplies, there's hours of manpower and labor that go out there and tuning them up. You know, the manicuring of a disc golf course is something that's important at this level of competition.
How long ago did you all start getting ready for this here? I mean, I'm seeing a truck out there with the porta potties. That was Ron greeted me on a backhoe when I got here earlier. He parked next to me. So obviously, there's a lot of work that's still going on. When did you all get it underway, Ron? When did you start getting the course ready?
We've known that the tournament's been coming for a year, so there's been preparatory work and working up to the actual start of the tournament.
Does it take that long, a year to get?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's not
just...
You've
got to get all your I's dotted and all your T's crossed, and sometimes you miss them.
So it's not a matter of getting out there with a lawnmower and cutting the grass. There's a lot more
involved.
There's
a lot, yeah, and I think you can kind of dive into it even more when you think about, you know, one of the main reasons that we're able to host this event here in Rock Hill is the years of work that Innova Disc Golf and the team at College Disc Golf have put into the courses and disc golf community here in Rock Hill. You know, it's not something that you can just decide like, oh, we want to host this event, you know, over here in Nashville, Tennessee, because we feel like it.
Right.
You have to have the infrastructure, at least the base and foundation built, which it does not happen overnight. You know, this is 20 years of work in the disc golf community locally that's making this possible.
Before some of these competitors were even born, or 100%. were just toddlers, yeah.
That's
because
right.
This is the college and national championship, so you figure the average range is what, 18 to 22, maybe.
I would say that 19-year-old, 21-year-old is the wheelhouse of the event for sure. But there's definitely an eclectic mix out there of ages. I would definitely land in that early 20s is who we're.
Do you guys have a website that people can actually go and visit and get educated, like we're doing here today on this program, and
yes,
find
sir.
Out more and
yeah,
the schedule?
They can,
of
they
events?
Can head to collegediscgolf.com. /nationals is the landing page for the event, but when you're welcomed on the homepage, you can click right on the event info. It's got a schedule of events, it's got teams that are involved, all of those things, and it's a great website for sure.
So we're entering spring officially, you know, the weather's starting to, I mean, it's a beautiful day right now. We have a slight breeze, but it's very comfortable, upper 50s temperature. We're sitting here in short sleeves, you know. Ron's got shorts. He looks like he's ready for the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, roughly half of the field is probably coming from above the Mason-Dixon line, so to speak. So one of the best parts about being able to host the event here in the southeast in Rock Hill is the weather that we're afforded right now. Some of the teams coming from Minnesota still have snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So they'll probably land here and be stoked to see green grass and short sleeves.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that always happens that way with college baseball here in the Carolinas. A lot of teams that come Ohio and Pennsylvania and all over, you know, it's all north where the weather is not conducive to the sport, and they come down here where it is.
Yep.
And the only thing to worry about is rain. How does that factor into what you're doing?
It's always on the mind, you know, the idea of an early season event, you know, being able to host it here at home in Rock Hill. With the spring weather turning and all that is a huge value, and it's something that certainly goes into the earlier conversation of how and why it's here. You know, it's a place of opportunity as far as the weather goes, for sure.
Well, the best of luck to you. I mean, it's taken a small army with you and Ron and many others who are going nameless here to get this ready for Wednesday and the start of it all, and four big days here in Rock Hill, so definitely come out to Westminster Park Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday next week and see for yourself, because it is a beautiful park. There's no question about it. I mean, it's second to none, but it sounds like a pretty exciting time. And, well, you got the college folks out here competing, and they take it real serious, so it could be some good stuff.
Absolutely. We are so excited to host everybody out here and to showcase the area to over 700.
Chad Sullivan, thank you very much. The event director for the 2024 College National Championships here in Rock Hill, Westminster Park, starting this Wednesday. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax you with Founders. And by Corporeum, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo for letting us off the leash today to come out here and bring you this program. Of course, Substation 2, right there on Cherry Road across from Winthrop University, home of fresh subs and salads. Made right before your very eyes 6 days a week. So now Chad knows the deal and the drill is how it's done. Magically, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a great weekend and happy Easter, everyone.